And so here's the deal. You can actually see that a native sound will often take on the same melodic shape as the terrain of the land, the topography of the land. So one of the keys to impacting your city, your region, your people group is not only to sing the heart song of the people, but to sing the shape of the land over the people. And that's where the first heaven, which is the realm of man, meets the third heaven, which is the realm of God. And everything in the second heaven, powers, principalities, rulers of wickedness in the high places, Ephesians 6:12, and also Ephesians 2:2, that he's the prince of the powers of the airwaves. So your battle is always for atmosphere. And so by blending the songs of the first heaven with the songs of a third heaven, you establish air superiority over your geographical region so that the land troops, the apostles, can occupy the land and can bring transformation to that people group. And so we're actually using this as a principle of transformation to bring revival into specific geographical regions. And so, you know, we believe that a song... I'm going to give you this just like lightning fast, okay? I won't even give you the accompanying scriptures right now. But I'm going to give you seven things a song can do. First of all, a song delights the heart of the Father. Secondly, a song displaces the enemy and overturns atmospheres, okay? One of the most common practices in the Old Testament was sonic warfare, and we've forgotten about it. But actually, in Los Angeles alone, there's three companies whose whole purpose is developing sonic weapons. And I have a whole teaching series on sonic weapons and how it relates to the kingdom of God. And but anyway, a song displaces the enemy and overturns atmospheres. Thirdly, a song carries a breaker anointing to shatter the yokes of bondage. Now, many people understand that there are territorial spirits over the land.